day. This is Ruby Rider. Welcome to Ruby Rider's Pegging Paradise podcast number 61 on September 2nd, 2013, which does happen to be Labor Day. I am not actually doing the labor of making this podcast for you on Labor Day because I'm in Denver, so I've pre-recorded it for you. And for this podcast, I'm going to tell you a really interesting story. It's not an erotic story, not the kind that I write, of which you can find samples of on my website, but it's a very interesting story nonetheless. This whole story got started because I regularly attend body storytelling down in Los Angeles at the El Cid restaurant. And this has been happening once a month, this body storytelling, which is spelled B-A-W-D-Y, which gives you a clue as to the type of stories we're talking about here. I talk about it a lot because I love it. And for the last couple of months, I actually put up advertisements. I bought two tickets for the event, and I put up advertisements on FetLife. And I also put advertisements up on my profile and my page looking for a date. Looking for a date, you guys, okay? And I didn't find anybody. And it kind of blew me away. So I was telling this much of my story to the infamous Dixie De La Tour. Dixie is the queen of body storytelling. She created body storytelling, which has been up in San Francisco for some time, and has recently expanded to LA. So Dixie's the woman that makes it happen. She is the mistress of ceremonies, and she does an amazing job at it. So after the show last month, I was talking to Dixie about how I had done exactly this. I had put ads up on FetLife and on my Facebook profile and page, and still was unable to find a date. And when I told her this, I kind of added at the end of the sentence, but you know what, I didn't put it up on Craigslist or anything. And she said, "Honey, you are missing out." She's Southern. And that's where she found her honey, apparently. She said, "There are some sleepers on Craigslist, and you should give it a try." Now, she recommended this. She kind of outlined what it might be like, and she totally sold me on this proposition because she said, "Okay, look, first of all, if you put an ad in Craigslist, body storytelling is going to get a whole lot of exposure to a whole lot of people that would never have known that it existed. And you can also get exposure for yourself by identifying yourself as Ruby Rider in the ad. And then, what is the worst that can happen? Because you're going to meet your date here at the El Cid, and all your friends are here. So, of course, you're going to be safe. You're going to be in public." And then she smiles and says to me, "The worst that can happen is you're going to get a story out of it." You know, hard to argue with that logic. It really was. And it actually sounded like quite an adventure. Now, as the time drew near for this last performance, which was on August 22nd, I actually had a couple of different guys who I really would have liked to go with that I had met on some online dating sites, but neither of them could make it to this event. So I decided to give the Craigslist experiment a try, and Dixie was cheering me on. So I put an ad up, and I'm actually going to read you exactly what it says, just to make sure I get this story exactly right, okay? So this went up in the greater LA area Craigslist ad, and I put it in the category of women for men, okay? Not even casual encounters, which actually, you know, thinking back, perhaps it would have been a better place for it, but that's okay. It worked out well the way it did. So I put it under women for men. And here's what the title says: 8:22. You won't find a date more interesting than this. And then it has my age, which is 56, and it says El Cid, West Sunset Boulevard, LA. And this is what the ad says. Body storytelling happens at El Cid once a month. It's one of the most entertaining events that I attend in LA. Basically, it's X-rated storytelling at its best. And if you want, you can even get up on stage yourself and tell a 5-minute story to compete for way cool prizes. I love body. And I have 2 tickets to the show on Thursday, August 22nd. I'm looking for a date to join me at 6 p.m. for happy hour at Malo. Have some yummy food, drink, and interesting conversation, and then walk down to El Cid for the show at 7:30. You are intelligent, skilled in the art of conversation, well-dressed, respectful, mannered, and interesting. Tall is nice, but not essential. I am 5'11", barefoot. You pay for dinner, and I'll pay for the show. You can read all about body storytelling and check out the happy hour menu at Malo with an adroit use of Google. But wait, there's more. No steak knives. But if you want to know a little about me, once again, consult the mighty Google for Pegging Paradise. I am Ruby Ryder, writer of erotica, blogger, podcaster, and sex educator. Yes, you read all that correctly. When replying, please put interesting date in the subject line. Tell me why you think you would be an excellent date for me, and send a current photo or two. Keep in mind that although the storytelling in my website are X-rated, messages with X-rated photos will be summarily deleted. I will be happy to send you a photo of myself before we seal the deal, unless you prefer to walk on the wild side even more than this evening demands, and turn it into a blind date. I'm thinking only the brave need apply. Brave men are fun. Okay, so that was the ad. So if you think about it, a guy reads this ad. Maybe he checks out the body storytelling, or maybe he just goes to my website first. So I didn't get as many responses to my ad as I'm sure I would have had I not revealed myself to be Ruby Ryder, which is, of course, revealing as well that pegging is my deal, right? And this is lovely because basically what it does is it pre-screens everyone who writes me. Pretty much everyone who writes me knows that this is what I'm into. So they're pre-screened. It's awesome. I think I got about approximately 40 responses. And I'm usually a late nighter. So I posted this at 20 minutes after 4 in the morning. And I got a response by 4:40, which is pretty amazing in my world. Sometimes I think I am one of the few people that's up in the middle of the night, but obviously I'm not the only one. And I got just an amazing array of responses. The very first one that was sent at 4:40 in the morning says, "I write and direct film without yelling." Okay, that'll work. He did actually get the interesting date thing in there. That was one of the fascinating things, was the majority of men who responded to this actually didn't get the interesting date part. I don't know about majority. I actually didn't check the numbers, but I think it's about half. And I was sort of appalled. It's like, really? Because it says it right in there. Right in there. And then, you know, I got the whole array of like the guy who writes all in caps and says he's only 5'6", or all kinds of different things. I got a few angry ones, a few mean ones. I think the funniest one of all was someone who wrote and said, "I think I'd make a good date because of X, Y, and Z, and I'm not going to go to your website and look at it because I'd really like to learn about you in person. So, you know, write me back and I hope I get to go." And then about an hour later, the same guy wrote back and said, "Yeah, cancel that." Now, I don't know for sure, but what it really looked like to me is that he went to my website, saw the pegging thing, and went, holy shit, I'm not going out with this woman. Holy moly. So I got a very nice array of pictures. I really only got one X-rated picture, and that was after a couple of responses. Because I did really want to be polite with everyone, so I did respond to everyone. And I think they appreciated that, but this guy decided that he was going to send an X-rated photo. So, hey, you know, 1 out of 40, that is not bad. So one photo in particular caught my eye because it was pretty damn nice. I would call this photo arm candy. Absolutely. And actually, I confess, for body storytelling on August 22nd, I went for the arm candy. There were some other contenders, but that's the one that won. When we called and talked to each other on the phone, I got a bit of an East Coast flavor, which is not my favorite, but he was a nice enough guy. He's intelligent. We had good conversation. So we ended up going to body storytelling. Now, body storytelling has a theme every month. And if you're going to compete and tell a story, it has to fit into that theme somehow. So this one was called Experience Junkie, which interestingly enough turned out to be, you know, you could tell about any experience that you had and it would still kind of fit with the theme. So during the meal, and Malo's is a pretty tasty little restaurant, I must say. It's not very far from El Cid, so should you go down to Body, it's easy walking distance. It's so easy to get there. So we ate there and then walked down to El Cid. And while we were at Malo's, he said, you know, I might just tell a story because I've got quite a few of them. So we go down there and all my friends are there and we had such a nice time. Dixie was a little concerned that we wouldn't fill the place because there's a lot of people who are burners who are off to Burning Man. And there's a lot of people taking summer vacations and things. But if we didn't sell out, we came pretty close to it. And it's funny, you'll notice I use the word we. I feel a little proprietary about this event because I love it so much that I really want to see it succeed and I want everybody to check it out. So we head down to the restaurant, Mr. Arm Candy and I. And I have actually mentioned to my friends on Facebook, Arm Candy acquired. So, I don't know, is it an ego thing to pick the best looking guy to go to a public event with? Perhaps it is, perhaps. And I think I was kind of falling for that. And he did not disappoint. He looked exactly like his photo, which is so refreshing. Oh my gosh, that's refreshing. And he's really a nice guy. So, oh, I should tell you that, here's the funny thing, is that when he responded, he actually didn't put interesting date in the subject line. I mean, and then I had to decide, okay, am I going to be like rigorous on this? And am I going to make sure that the person that I choose has to respond that way? I mean, initially, I almost started just deleting ones that didn't have that in the subject line. But then that would have left me with a whole lot more slim pickings than I had. So anyway, we went down to the storytelling. Storytelling night was so fun. There were so many different kinds of stories. There was one professional storyteller there, and he did win. Michael McCarthy, I think, is his name. And he told an amazing story. So it's always a trip to see what people tell, because part of the rules at body storytelling is that it has to be a real story. You have to tell it yourself. You have to do it with no notes. And it has to have something to do with the theme of the evening. So when you listen to these stories, you're like, seriously? Did this happen? And not in a doubting way. That's not what I mean. It's sort of like, you get to hear like real stuff that people have done that they're talking about that just would blow you out of the water. So what they usually do in the beginning is have what they call curated stories from a few fairly well-known people who get up there and tell their story. And that's to kind of get everybody, you know, cranking and interested. And those stories are 10 minutes. And then everybody else has a chance to compete for the prizes. And, oh, Dixie is just the queen at getting the prizes. She had some amazing Vixen Creations, Vixkin dildos. I mean, literally, she had some that would sell for like $120. She had all kinds of different toys. And the thing is that you get these toys just for putting your name in the hat. And if there are more names in the hat than there are positions and in terms of time-wise, you know, you may get a toy and your name might never be picked. And that happened to me one night. And another time, I put my name in the hat simply because I saw what was in the basket of the toys, and it was exactly that. It was a Vixkin, Vixen Creations dildo, a really nice one. Oh my gosh, I totally scored on that night. So I have actually gotten up and told my story twice. Well, not my story. It makes it sound like it's the same story. I've told a different story each time. I did not win either night. But as I go more and more, I'm really noticing what makes the difference with the stories. It's the reveal is a lot of what makes the difference. You can tell a story and you can make yourself sound so hot and awesome and everything, but it's the people that get up there and tell you something revealing that's kind of maybe socially awkward or uncomfortable or stuff like that. That's the hook. You know, that's when people kind of scoot in a little closer and lean in, even if it's information that kind of makes you go, oh my God. And so that's, interestingly enough, what happened with my date. He decided he was going to tell a story, and I was a little blown away because I get nervous when I tell a story. I practice and practice and practice driving all the way down to L.A. And the timing on body storytelling puts me in the worst of traffic coming down from Ventura, so I have a lot of time to practice, you know, those five-minute segments over and over and over again. So that's usually what I do if I know that I'm going to tell. And he just decided to, you have until the curated stories are over to put your name in the hat. And they were looking for more people to tell, and so he went ahead and did it. And he did get called. And he was the very last person to tell. And talk about telling something uncomfortable. Holy shit. He tells a story that actually ventures into the world of, and let me be very, very specific here. This is not something he did. This was something he witnessed, much to his dismay. Bestiality, woman and a dog. In fact, when he got to that point in the story, he said, I wanted to die. And everybody had that kind of laughter that was like, oh my God, I can't believe he's telling this story. And I'm pretty sure I recalled at the end of the story, Dixie saying, okay, that's a new one for body. That's a first for body, bestiality. We've done that one. We can check that off. So, it was a very interesting evening. I always love going to that event. I did enjoy myself. He walked me to my car. We had some very nice kisses, and that was about it. There really wasn't enough chemistry for me to pursue it, but everyone was certainly admiring my arm candy. And I said, well, yeah, hey, found this guy off Craigslist. And they're like, you're kidding me. He truly is a gorgeous man. So there you have it. That would be my body storytelling story. And Dixie was right, you know. You go through all that and you get a good story out of it. So I would have to say I have a little bit of newfound respect for Craigslist. I am actually going to go on two more dates with two guys that wrote in. One was the guy who was in second place that I didn't choose. And I'm not really going to give you any information about him. And then there was another guy who said, this is me, and this is what I do, and these are all my statistics. You know, he gave me the stats about, like, how tall he was and how much he weighed and things like that. And he said, I think that I would be an excellent date because of this and this and this. He did everything right. He put interesting date in the subject line. And then at the end he said, but I have to work on Thursday night, so I can't go. But if you want to have dinner with me, I'll take you out to dinner because I think that would be fun. I think you're a fascinating person. So yeah, I'm going to meet that guy after I come back from Denver. Absolutely. So Dixie de la Tour, I have much newfound respect for Craigslist. And I would encourage all you people out there who kind of are dissing on Craigslist, which I certainly used to do, that would have been the last place that I would look for a good date. And it really kind of floors me. Because I'm thinking, who reads these ads? You know, I mean, come on. And it's not like, okay, you can tell how old I am here, because it's not like, you know, they sit down in the morning and take out the paper and read the Craigslist ads. I mean, come on, this is all online. So maybe they sit down at their computer in the morning with their cup of coffee and they read the Craigslist ads and they just kind of cruise through the personals just to see what's there. And every once in a while, maybe there's an ad like mine. I do believe I got a couple of blog followers. Maybe you guys who are blog followers are now also podcast listeners. And if any of you guys who are now podcast listeners are listening now while I tell this story, really appreciate you responding to the ad. That was lovely to get all of these nice messages and photos. And it was really sweet. So hope you're enjoying the podcast. Hope you're enjoying the blog. The very last response I got was from a guy who just said like three different things about who he was and why he thought he'd be a good date. And then he said, is this an advertisement or is it for a date? Smart guy, very smart guy, actually. He said he was in Mensa. And I said, you know, it's both. It's absolutely both. So yeah, good exposure for body, good exposure for my website, but I am definitely looking for my forever guy, or maybe just a good time. So yeah, that was pretty funny. The ones that I, you know, I said I tried to respond to everyone. I did not respond to the weird, angry people who, let's see, one guy said something like, so sure, I'll go out to dinner with you, and if you're ugly, you can pay for your own meal. I mean, what? Oh, you know, trolls, I guess. I don't know. People that don't have anything better to do than make nasty comments in response to something on the internet, whatever. But it was, those were just a few. And so I have to say, yeah, Craigslist treated me well. I had a good time. And I will let you know how those two dates go in the future. That's when I come back from Denver. And when you hear this, that's exactly where I'm going to be, is in Denver. I'm not going to be back until the 7th. So I'm pulling a Dan Savage. I am pre-recording this podcast because I thought you'd all would like the story. It is a fun one. In fact, let me read you just a couple of things that I got sent. Here's one. After reading your blog, I am really interested now. I'm a brave man and would love to meet you. I like that one. Here's one. Thanks for your response. I did not think that I would be quite what you're looking for, but I could have taught you some profound things about the meaning of sex. I could have taught you some profound things about how to spell your. Thanks for your response. Y-O-U apostrophe R-E. That's not very nice. Or how about this one? This one just said, that is too weird. And some responses were actually kind of sad. This one said, I'm recently divorced and probably need to get out more. Oh boy, that's persuasive. That just makes me want to jump right out there and help you get out more. And then there was actually a very young man. I know this because of the picture that he sent, unless he sent an ancient picture. And the subject line said, interesting date, with a question mark. And then it said, I think that's what you asked to put, but I have a terrible memory, so forgive me if it isn't. I'm not sure how to sell you on the idea that I would be great company. And it goes on. Oh, the uncertainty sometimes with these responses. And I realize, okay, I write all the time. I'm in love with words. I have good facility with words. And I really intensely value someone else who does as well. So I must confess, I do tend to judge somewhat harshly people who really can't put words together. They might be the nicest people when you meet them in person, but that's the first impression when you ask them to send you something that they've written. And yeah, when it's the grammar's not there, or the yours are spelled wrong and the theirs, and I just kind of wince and then I go on to the next one. So in closing, I think that I would tell anybody who's thinking about doing this to give it a try. I mean, obviously, you have to make sure that you're safe. So you have to do all of the, like, internet dating things that are the safe things to do, which is to have a safe call set up if you're going to go somewhere where you don't know people, and to always go somewhere in public. And I think they even say, like, not to let the person see your car and get your license number and things like that if you're going to be really, really careful. I felt fairly safe because there's so many of my friends that come to this event that I really didn't think it would be a problem. But, you know, I do encourage you, if you do something like this, to make sure that you do it safely. But at the same time, hey, Craigslist is not bad. Not bad at all. And on Craigslist, when you do the ad, there's a little box to check. I found this fascinating. It's the first time I'd ever seen it. And it said something about if you're willing to be part of, like, I don't know if they use the word documentary, about people who post on Craigslist and the results about what happens, to check the box, and maybe they might choose you to be part of this filming project, right? Oh, I checked that box. Damn straight, I checked that box. Can you imagine? Because it's just such an interesting story, because, you know, the whole pegging thing turns everything on its head. It kind of freaks people out. It freaks, you know, normal people out. And again, that's why it was so cool to do it this way, because it totally screened everybody. And, you know, if you recall, there was a guy who wrote in and said, hey, I think I found the magic formula for finding a relationship with a woman who's into pegging. And he also was looking for a woman who was dominant, definitely dominant. And so he had a very specific way of putting it on Craigslist, where he said he was looking for a woman with a strong personality. And then he went on to talk about himself in very normal terms, very vanilla, you know, do this for a living, like these hobbies, blah, blah, blah. And then at the end of the ad, he put, and I do have some submissive tendencies. And the way that he talked about it was, he said, you know, if you know a dominant woman, that's just a hook. She's like, what kind of submissive tendencies? And he had a number of replies. He did find the love of his life, who he's very happy with. And he said, you know, that if you're looking for a woman not just to peg you, but who's dominant, that might be the magic formula. That might be the one that works to actually get women to sit up and take notice, at least the dominant ones. So I encourage you to find your own magic formula and give Craigslist a try, and write in and tell me about it. And of course, be safe. Always, always be safe. So thanks for listening. Dixie was right. I got a good story out of it. And thank you to the gorgeous man who accompanied me that night for those lovely kisses at the car afterwards. I did really have a nice time, if you are listening, sir. I appreciate. There was a moment when I was talking with him at the restaurant, and I said, so there was somebody else who I almost chose, but then I decided to choose you. And he said, why did you choose me? And I looked at him straight in the eye, and I said, you are pretty. There is a freedom of being 56 years old and being willing to say whatever I want. That is so nice. I can't tell you how nice it is. So I enjoyed that moment. And I encourage you all, say what you think, say what you want, be who you are, have fun. Try out Craigslist if you're single. Try out Craigslist if you're looking for something interesting in your marriage, a third or whatever. There's a lot of people that use Craigslist that I would not have considered. I thought it was kind of a ooky place. But no, it's shiny. It is a shiny place. And if y'all get that reference, then you know what TV show I am referencing. And yes, I'm a huge fan. Okay, everybody, take it easy. Have a lovely week. I hope you enjoyed your Labor Day weekend and had lots of fun doing really amazing things or relaxing things or whatever it is you wanted to do. And I will be back at you next week. Take care and happy pegging.